Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Jonga Kandemire.
And I'm Chris Gandhi.
Here are our top stories this evening.
KEBS Building Society says it has stopped issuing loans under the $10 million Old Mutual Youth Fund as 80% of the beneficiaries are not repaying loans.
Sunday Mail editor Edmund Kudzai, facing charges of attempting to subvert a constitutionally elected government, was today granted bail by the High Court under stringent conditions.
And African leaders have come under fire from some human rights groups after they agreed to strip the Human Rights Court they are setting up of powers to prosecute them while in office.
Yes, it is a good principle that when a leader is in office, he should be immune from prosecution, but only for the period he's in office. If he commits a crime while he's in office, he should be subject to prosecution after leaving office. Because you cannot have the head of the state of another country.
KEBS Managing Director Kevin Terry today told Parliament the Building Society has stopped issuing loans under the $10 million Old Mutual Kurera Ukonla Youth Fund as 80% of the beneficiaries are not repaying loans. Our reporter Ivan Chifera has more from Harare.
Terry told Parliament's Empowerment Portfolio Committee the fund is performing badly and new strategies and mechanisms are being worked out before any new loans are disbursed to beneficiaries.
So the last loan disbursement was made at the end of May. So we are waiting for them to redo the strategy so we can carry on with the rest of it. So the funds are available, sitting at CABS. They're just not being dispersed because the trustees have said, look, we don't like the way this is working because there's this high level of non-performing loans, and if we carry on like this, there's going to be nothing left of the fund, and that's not the objective of the exercise. So they've said we need to re-strategize this thing.
He said a total of 22,000 loan applications were submitted since 2012, and of that, only 3,600, translating to $5 million, were approved. Of that, $4.2 million has not been repaid for more than 2 years. Terry said this is now creating problems for everyone. He said KEBS will be forced to sell part of Old Mutual's 2.5% shares it holds as surety for the loans, which are being drawn from the Building Society's depositors.
And as a bank, we're very uncomfortable when people don't pay money back because it's our depositors' funds that is going out the door. With my other hat as an Old Mutual employee, and the reason we set this fund up was to contribute towards Zimbabwe's economic development, I would sooner or later have to pass this problem back to Old Mutual and say, okay, what are you going to do about it? So I've got two hats here. I mean, we as Old Mutual want to see Zimbabwe succeed, so we want to play a role in that. And that's why we set this thing up. And we've got other funds, housing funds and so on and so forth. So it's a balancing act that I sit in the middle of at the moment, the balance between what happens to depositors' funds and what we do with this youth fund.
KEBS is a subsidiary of Old Mutual and is administering the youth fund under Old Mutual's indigenization plan. Terry said KEBS and Old Mutual want the fund to succeed for the sake of creating jobs and wealth for Zimbabweans. CBZ Group Chief Executive Nevane Miedzo earlier on told the committee that the default rate was about 45% and that most of those defaulting had come through the youth ministry. He said vetting by the bank was thorough and most of those who got loans through that process are repaying the loans. CBZ has to date distributed loans exceeding $3 million. Both financial institutions said it was generally difficult to recover debts. Government set up several youth funds with various financial institutions, and most of them are not performing well as beneficiaries have not been repaying their loans. The Zimbabwe government's Black Economic Empowerment Program compels foreign-owned firms to transfer majority stakes to local people. Some companies have settled for empowerment credits, such as youth funds, in order to avoid parceling out shares to indigenous people. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.